Afghanistan's interim government is considering a military operation to seize control of eastern Paktia province. The provincial capital, Khost, is in the hands of a renegade warlord and patrolled by bands of his armed supporters, NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Even avant-garde filmmakers John Waters and David Lynch couldn't have come up with a scenario like Khost. The men who loiter in the streets carry weapons ranging from Kalashnikovs to rocket-propelled grenade launchers. Most of them wear eyeliner, paint their nails deep maroon, and place roses in their hair. It's a sign of a holy warrior, and it's not uncommon to see two holy warriors walking down the street, side by side, with locked pinkies, one shouldering a machine gun, the other a rocket launcher. Over the past weeks, Khost has become one of the wildest places in the wild province of Paktia, just across the border from Pakistan. There's no enforced law here. Everyone's a sheriff, everyone a commander. But the biggest outlaws in town are the brothers Pacha Khan and Kamal Khan. They've been running the province as their own small duchy, collecting customs revenues and installing their family members in high positions. While Khost has a legally appointed governor, the Khan brothers don't recognize him. These days, Kamal Khan holds court in the governor's official residence, where his band of gunmen occupies the premises. He's a young man, 28 years old. And unlike his guards that surround him, Kamal Khan's fashion veers toward Adidas tracksuits rather than the traditional garb worn by men in the province. For now, I'm in charge here in Khost, Kamal Khan says. Hakim Taniwal would disagree. Taniwal was sent to Khost by Afghan leader Hamid Karzai 10 days ago to try to restore order to the city. Taniwal is now attempting to run this anarchic place from a guest house, just across the street from the governor's residence.
The people of Khost, they want peace and security, and he has no position here.
Hakim Taniwal is a rare leader in a town controlled by gunmen. He proudly admits he's never been a military commander. He's a sociologist who spent the last decades in Australia and Germany. Taniwal's just back from abroad, plunged into Afghanistan's most troublesome spot.
Somebody have to do it. The government called me to come and do the job. But the way the province was run, it was terrible. I cannot leave it this way. It is my job to do something for my people.
Taniwal and his chief of security, a man called Muhammad Mustafa, are virtual prisoners in their compounds. Mustafa's police headquarters has been shelled a number of times over the past weeks by Pacha and Kamal Khan's men. He says the Khan brothers have made his job impossible.
It's true that security is a little bad in Khost City because there are some people such as Kamal Khan and Pacha Khan and they do not know their jobs. They interrupted my job and they do not allow me to bring peace and security in Khost City.
The government in Kabul, led by Hamid Karzai, has offered to send troops to the district to bring some kind of order. Governor Taniwal has rejected the idea. He doesn't want confrontation. He doesn't want to antagonize the Khan brothers. For his part, Kamal Khan says no one in Khost supports the new governor or the new chief of security. Kamal Khan says the people are behind his brother Pacha Khan. But in more than three dozen interviews in town, the evidence shows that no one wants Pacha and Kamal Khan in town any longer. People here, like shopkeeper Wazir, are afraid to speak out for fear of reprisal, so they don't mention the name Pacha Khan.
The only thing we are asking for is security here. The situation has become intolerable. Nothing is normal. Everyone walks around with a gun. Bandits walk around and loot what they want. Children are kidnapped from schools and held for ransom. We're not asking for paved roads. We're not asking for factories. We're not asking for jobs or hospitals. We just want security. Without it, nothing else matters.
Khost is one of the most isolated places in the province of Paktia. There's almost no international presence in the city, no humanitarian groups, no visible signs of the United Nations. Today marks the end of a 7-day deadline handed down by the Karzai government to Pacha Khan and his brother. Cooperate with the new government or face consequences. But no one, at least in Khost, can predict what those consequences might be. Guy Raz, NPR News, Khost City, in the eastern Afghan province of Paktia.